Earlier this week, Pascal Mubenga was named the new superintendent of schools for Buffalo, formerly superintendent of Durham Public Schools in North Carolina. Joining us on the Trocare College Live Line this morning, longtime Buffalo parent advocate Sam Radford to talk about the appointment. Sam, thanks as always for being on with us. When you heard the name, heard the news, what did you think?
Well, good morning, and thanks for having me. I'm more of a wait and see kind of a person. I thought it was as clearly that he's an experienced superintendent, I'm at this point a wait and see, and we'll see how it plays out.
Sam, were you surprised at all with the decision in any way?
Yeah, I was surprised that they were able to, find a superintendent in such a short turnaround time. Dr. Capuana from BOCES, who led that search, they did a great job. They found a experienced superintendent in a short time. And obviously that this board, where probably about 40 people, board members are leaving, and is really going to be a new board in January. I was surprised that, they went ahead and made the decision. I thought they might have done what they've done in the past, which is let the interim stay in place and let the new board make the decision. I was surprised that, they actually went ahead and hired a superintendent. But, again, we will see how this plays out.
Sometimes they look in-house. Other times they look outside of the region. Were you surprised at that at all, that they went outside Western New York?
Yeah, especially because this particular board last time, they did not do a search. They didn't do a national search. When they brought in the previous superintendent, Dr. Tonja Williams Knight, they picked somebody from inside who didn't do a search, and she did not have superintendent experience. And being real transparent with you, we were against that. We thought, that this is the second largest school district in New York State, one of the highest paid jobs. You need to do a search to make sure you get the best candidate. But it turns out that Dr. Williams Knight did a good job. She was, I think, the right person at the right time, which made me inclined to think that getting somebody who knows the district, who knows the people, who's local, is something we should seriously consider, because obviously when you bring a new person in from out of town, it's a learning curve. It takes time for them to adjust. And if you look at what's going on nationally with large urban school districts, on average, superintendents last, two or three years, and then they're just kind of rotating from district to district. And if you go look at their track record, you'll see that most large urban school districts, don't do well. So you don't have superintendents who have a good track record. This superintendent that they chose, on the other hand, does have a really good track record in terms of academic outcomes. He's turned around. He was a principal in North Carolina. He turned around the school he was in. He was a math teacher. He was a good math teacher. When he became a superintendent, that school district turned around. And then during the pandemic, when you look at the results of his school district, New York Times did an article that showed that when his school, the North Carolina, Durham, North Carolina school district actually, did better after the pandemic. So he has a good track record for turning around schools, which is what Buffalo needs right now.
Does it worry you about how he left that job, though? Reports from the time described it as chaos, a pay dispute controversy with district staff over a promised raise that they didn't have the funds for. He apparently knew about this and didn't, withheld that information from the board for a period of time before it all kind of blew up in the end. How much does that concern you?
Yeah, it's definitely a red flag, but when you look at it into the full context, obviously he answered that question when he was voted in. He was there 7 years, first of all. And 7 years is a long time for a superintendent to be in one school district. That's not common. And he said, and in that particular case, he had 6 years of clean audits, no problems for 6 years. And 6 years of good academic outcomes, no problems there. And then they made what they were attempting to do, according to him, they were attempting to get raises to, bus drivers and bus aides and, staff people, because in that particular school district, the principals are the highest paid in the state. And they was trying to, spread that, the wealth, to get a better income. And if anybody know North Carolina, North Carolina is a right to work state, the minimum wage in North Carolina is $7.25. It's not New York for sure. But, he ultimately trusted his CFO, who, for the past six years had clean audits. His CSO made a calculation based on the assumption that they would have a certain amount of retirees. They didn't, and he was wrong. And he said ultimately, he took the credit when the school district was doing well. And so when that kind of mistake was made, he ultimately took responsibility. And he knew about it in November. They looked for solutions, and he started telling people in December. By January, it was nothing they can do about it. So he told the whole board, and at that point, he basically took responsibility and resigned. And it was interesting to note that, the board who accepted his resignation, they really, didn't want him to resign because he was doing well. But, somebody had to, take responsibility for, that kind of financial error. The CFO did resign, but he also resigned. So, again, one of the things that was very clear is that that couldn't happen in Buffalo just because of the way our system works. So I don't think we have that to worry about. But, also he made it clear that, that was a very important lesson for him. He's not going to make that mistake no more. And he also learned the importance of, being as transparent as possible. So, again, it's a red flag. It's something we should be concerned about. But I don't think there's nothing we should have to, anticipate could happen here.
We're speaking with Sam Radford, a parent advocate on WBEN. I'm wondering, what challenges do you see him kind of stepping in here to as he comes on board? And one thing, the district's embroiled in that controversy over covering up abuse allegations from Buffalo Police Officer Richard High.
Very good point. Well, I think there are two challenges, obviously. The first challenge I think he has is that he's been an educator for 38 years, but he's never worked outside of North Carolina. I mean, he's been a teacher, principal, superintendent, school turnaround a person in North Carolina. North Carolina, I do consulting work in North Carolina, in Durham, Raleigh-Durham specifically. It's not Buffalo. It's not New York. It's a very, very different state. And so I think, coming to terms with, dealing with the strength of the union in Buffalo, the strength of the union in North State, and not being able to move teachers as easily as you can in North Carolina is going to be a bit of a culture shock for him. So I think we got to, know that there's going to be there's going to be a learning curve, for coming into a new state and trying to do the things that worked in North Carolina. I don't know that those specific things will work in New York State, in Buffalo specific. So I think we should keep our eyes open for, how he makes that adjustment. It's going to be really important who his deputies are, who he appoints to positions around him. I think the other issue is that, like you said, there are other things going on in Buffalo right now, like that investigation, like he's going to have a high turnover of senior staff people. He's losing people already. He lost David Hill. He's going to lose William Caresti, Dr. Caresti. We see that three other senior people have already put in their retirement. So I just think, at this point, how he adjusts with new people is going to be incumbent on all of us, parents, students, staff, to support him to make sure he's able to make that adjustment so we can get the best outcome for our kids.
Well, Sam, thanks as always for joining us. Appreciate it. Sam Radford, parent advocate in Buffalo.